Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's a joy again to see you today. Whenever I come here, I'm really very happy to see you. And I thank Pastor Bin to give me this opportunity to come to see you.
Because
in my heart, I feel we are same brothers and sisters going to heaven.
那在我心里边呢，我们都是一样弟兄姐妹，一起去天堂。
I feel that I love you.
我也感觉我爱你们。
I am sure also you love us.
我也相信你爱我们。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
So we have the church knows that we are here.
Sorry.
The church knows that.
Okay, 教会也知道我们在这里。
With my team there.
还有我的团队。
Let them come.
让他们也过来。
Give a greeting.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ.
好，奉耶稣基督的名来跟你们打招呼。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
What's your name?
My name is Pastor Jean-Fabien Zabamuita.
Please again.
我的名字是 Pastor something. Say that again.
Jean-Fabien.
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 That's French.
French.
Yeah,
French. Yeah, yeah.
Jean-Fabien.
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 It's like
John.
Jean-Fabien.
Yes. Thank you very much.
How many children do you have?
Oh, I have 4 kids.
4?
1 wife and 4 kids.
Okay, 4个孩子.
Okay, give me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. My name is Melas Irangon.
Yes.
So,
I have 5 children.
5 children?
Oh, he has 5 children.
So with them, we greet you because the church has said to greet you when we come here.
因为教会跟我们说，让我们就是代表教会来给你们。
So receive the greetings from the church.
所以这是我们教会给你们带来的问候。
Thank you very much. God bless you.
感谢神。
So when we say that we have 4 or 5 children, you are surprised.
Yeah. 那我们说我们有4、5个孩子的时候，你们都很吃惊。
Because you have like 1 or 2.
因为你们一般都只有1个或者2个。
But in our place we have many children.
那在我们那，我们都生很多。
There are people who even have 10.
还有人生10个孩子。
Even more.
甚至更多。
So don't be surprised.
所以不要吃惊。
So we are happy and we thank God for you because God is working. We see God is increasing you.
那我们每次来都很高兴，我们看见神在你们当中工作，让你们人越来越多。
That is a praise to give to Him.
那我们就是要因此感谢神。
We are also doing well at the church.
Sorry.
We are also doing well at the church.
那我们也做神的旨意。
We are also increasing in number.
我们也就是增长。
We even have some branches in Ontario and in Winnipeg.
那我们在Winnipeg 还有Ontario呢 都有就是教会。
And God is at work.
那神呢在工作。
God has put in our heart the word of revival.
那神呢把这个复兴的这个放在我们当中。
Because these are the last days.
那因为现在是末后的日子。
Jesus is about to come back.
那耶稣呢要回来。
But many children, many Christians are sleeping spiritually.
但是很多呢，基督徒呢，就是在灵里面是睡着的。
God wants them to wake up.
那神呢，希望我们能够起床起来。
Come back in the relationship with Christ.
那回到神的这个关系当中。
Through prayer.
通过祷告。
God will come and be with people.
那神呢，就可以能够连接。
And we will be ready to see Him when He comes back.
那我们呢，他再来的时候呢，我们可以预备好。
We are not only staying in Canada.
那因为我们不仅仅是住在加拿大。
We have a destination where we are going.
那我们是有一个目的地要回到那个地方的。That is not
China or Burundi.
也不是中国，也不是普鲁尼。
But it's heaven.
但是是天堂。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
So、are you ready? Are you prepared to go to heaven?
那你们准备好回到天堂了吗？
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
So, today I would like to share with you. I have a message that I have for you.
那我今天呢有一个信息要跟你们分享。
It's not about revival.
啊，不是关于复兴。
It's something else.
是其他的。
I have seen children there.
My children.
They are your children?
Yeah.
Good. I want to ask you a question.
Oh, okay, okay.
How old are you and then?
How old are they?
Yeah.
I have a 12, sorry. No, I have a 13, a 12, and an 11.
Good.
No, wait, that's not right. I have 13, 12, and 9. Sorry.
Well, she's like us now. This one.
不好意思，我忘记我孩子的年龄是13岁，然后12岁。
That is beyond the
number.
That is beyond the number in China.
Correct. She corrected her.
So I don't remember their age because I can't.
That's fine. But what I want to ask you?
Yes.
If they remain there as they are, they don't grow.
Mm-hmm.
They in which class are they?
Which grade?
Yeah, grade.
Grade A, grade 6, and grade 4.
If they repeat grade, those grades don't go up, and don't grow, will you be happy?
No. 那就是说，如果我的孩子一直在八年级、在六年级、在四年级，一直在重复的读留级读，请问作为父母的你们会开心吗？
不会。
No.
So, what do you wish yourself?
For myself?
Yeah. What do you want?
Okay, for them to grow.
For the children, yes.
Yeah, healthy.
Good.
And
to grow?
Yeah, to grow.
Up in classes and finish their schools?
Yes.
And then?
Go to university.
University. And then?
Get a work.
Uh-huh. And then? Have families.
Yes, exactly.
So tell them.
那你希望你孩子怎么样呢？是不是就是慢慢读完书，读到高中、大学、工作，然后之后呢？是不是要结婚生孩子呢
？She said she will not be happy when they remain like they are today. She wants them to grow.
那就是不可能。你是如果说你的孩子永远是这个阶段不长的话，你会不开心，对吧
？That is exactly the same for God.
那也是神对我们的旨意。
We are the children of God.
那我们是神的儿女。
He would like to see us growing.
那他是希望看到我们成长。
Maturing.
然后呢，成熟。
To have the status that God wants us to be, mature people.
那神是希望我们成为成熟的人。
So that is the wish of God for every child. He wants them to grow maturely.
那神呢，对每一个孩子都是同样的旨意，希望这个孩子能够成长，能够成熟。
That's what I want to share with you.
所以这就是我今天想要给你们讲的信息。
God wants you to grow.
神希望你们成长。
Not to remain a baby.
而不是一直是一个属灵的婴儿。
There are Christians who remain babies.
那有一些基督徒呢，他们就是一直是婴孩。
We see the signs of the baby Christians.
那我们可以看到这个就是属灵婴孩的那个样子。
God wants us to grow mature.
但是神是希望我们能够成熟。
So my message is growing into Christian maturity.
那我今天的信息呢，就是能够成长为成熟的基督徒。
So Christian maturity is not about how long you've been a believer.
那成熟基督徒并不代表说你信主了很长时间。
Not about years that you have been in the church.
啊，不是说哈你在教会待了多少年。
How much Bible knowledge you have?
你有多少圣经上的知识
？You may even know the whole Bible but become a baby.
那你甚至呢读完了圣经，可是你还是个属灵的婴儿。
Or not how active you are in the church activities.
而且也不是说在教会有多么参加多么多的活动。
There are people who are very much zealous in the church at doing activities.
那有一些人在教会里很火热，做很多事情。
That is good.
那非常的好。
But it's not the true activities that you do that show that you are a mature Christian.
不是说你做了很多活动呢，来证明呢你是一个就是成熟的基督徒。
True maturity is about Christian likeness.
那成熟基督徒呢是越来越像基督。
To be like Christ, to have Christ and become to have to look like Christ, to have the qualities of Christ within us.
是越来越像基督，有基督的这个灵，这个品性呢。
That is Christ likeness.
就是像基督。
We resemble Christ, so we die in our. In our inner human being, and Christ is formed in us.
那我们的老我呢死去呢？那基督在我们里面形成。
Paul said, "I'm not myself who lives."
那保罗说呢，活在我里面的不再是我。
But Christ lives in me.
但是基督在我里面活着。
So you could see Paul outside what outward.
你可以就是外面来看保罗。
But the character within Paul was Christ.
但是在里面的保罗的这个品质呢，是基督。那在他里面呢，他代表了基督。That
was maturity.
这就是成熟的基督。
Because we are human beings.
因为我们都是人。
With our fleshly.
有我们肉体上的软弱。
When we grow.
那当我们成长的时候。
The image of Christ is formed within us.
那神的这个形象呢，就在我们里面。
And He kills our fleshly and bodily weaknesses.
他们就能够帮助我们这个肉体上的软弱.
Until when people see you,
那直到人看你们的时候,
they see Christ within you.
他们看到你里面的这个基督.
Praise the Lord.
感谢神.
When you see a mature Christian,
当你看到一个成熟的基督徒,
you would like to remain with him every time.
你会希望就常常的跟他在一起.
Because he's full of the Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
因为他满有了这个圣灵所结的果子.
He's full of love.
满有仁爱.
Kindness.
仁善. 然后呢，耐心.
So those are the character of Christ.
那这就是基督的这个品性.
And we grow in Christian. We look like we resemble Christ.
那我们看起来就好像我们是小基督一样.
So let's read. Ephesians chapter 4.
那我们读一下以弗所书。
Verse 13.
第4章13节。
That is the verse we want to share.
那这个是我今天想要分享的经文。
Ephesians 4.
以弗所书第4章。
Verse 13.
13节。
Do you have it?
Yes.
There?
Wow.
Okay. Until we all reach unity in the faith, and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以成长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all reach unity in the faith.
那直到我们在真理上呢同归于一。
And in the knowledge of the Son of God.
并且认识呢神的儿子。
And become mature.
然后成长成人。
Attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
满有基督长成的身量。
So once we meet with Jesus Christ.
那当我们遇见基督。
We know him.
那我们认识了他。
But we don't know him fully.
但是我们还没有完全的认识。
And we never know Christ fully till we are still on earth.
那我们在地上呢，我们永远都不能完全认识。
But we grow in knowing him more.
但是呢，我们可以一直成长，越来越认识他。
The way you have seen him yesterday.
你昨天认识的基督。
You see him in a different aspect today.
那你今天呢，可能以
You continue knowing him.
不同的角度来认识他。
You discover Christ in another dimension every time.
那每一次呢，你都更多认识他。
So
不同角度来认识他。
So we grow in the knowledge of Christ.
所以我们在基督的基石里面成长。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
So when we mature.
那当我们成熟起来。
We continue knowing Christ.
我们继续的认识基督。
In a new way.
有新的方法认识他。
Every day.
每一天。
People who say we know Christ.
很多人说我们认识基督。
They not just a small little side of Christ.
他们只认识基督的一小部分。
Because the Bible said we know just a drop in the ocean.
那耶稣圣经上说，我们就好像
We know completely when we reach heaven.
那我们好像知识里的一滴水滴在海里。
But we grow in knowing him day by day.
但是呢，我们每一天都持续的学习认识他。
So we grow in the Son of God.
所以神的儿子。
And we mature.
然后成长。
And when Christ saves us.
那当基督拯救我们。
He has an image that of us that he wants to make us.
那他会有一个形象，希望我们成为那种形象。
So he planned a way to make that image that he has for us.
所以呢，他就把这个信息的种子放在我们里面，让我们成长成那个形象。
Many circumstances.
让你经过呢各种各样的环境。
Because he has a person that he wants you to be.
因为呢，他有一条道路，希望你走到那个地方。
You may go through suffering.
可能会经过苦难。
The, tomorrow you have good time.
那可能也有好的时候。
Christ is shaping you.
那这个基督呢，就来就塑造你。
To become the person he wants you to be.
使你成为就是他想让你成为的样子。
That's the process of maturity.
那这个就是成熟的一个过程。
He has an image of you. He wants you to become somebody who is really.Full of godliness in you.
那神有一个形象，希望你能成为那样子，里面埋有了基督的爱，这就是成熟。
That is his plan for you and for me.
那这个就是基督给我们的这个。
So you want to see the marks of maturity?
那我们希望呢，就是埋有成长基督的形象。
We need to have a spiritual growth in knowledge and understanding. I have said it.
我们要真理上面能够成熟。
Maturity means moving beyond milk to solid food.
那成熟呢，就是要就是停止就是继续的喝奶，而是能够吃就是属灵的
粮。When we are babies, we are fed with milk.
那我们是婴孩的时候呢，我们就是喝奶。
But when we grow,
那我们长大以后
，we shift and eat solid food.
那我们就开始吃就是固体的食物。
That's where.For example, you start now facing trials, that is solid food. You start facing trials, problems, difficulties.
Okay, 那就是说你开始就是面对挑战啊困难啊那这个呢就是硬的食物了。
Because we grow in trials.
因为我们呢在困难中可以成长。
Without trials and problems, you cannot grow.
那没有这种困难没有这种阻拦
You will always remain a baby.
But
a baby is always feeding, is fed with milk.
那因为婴孩呢都是喂奶。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
And let's go to Colossians chapter 1, 9 to 10.
那我们到哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 to 10.
第九节到第十节。
Okay, 9 says, okay, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work,Growing in the knowledge of God. Praise God.
因此我们自从听见的日子也就不住地为你们祷告祈求愿你们在这一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意好叫你们行事为人对得起主凡事蒙他喜悦在一切善事上结果子渐渐地多知道神
Maturity comes from knowing God's will
那呢成熟呢是从认识神的这个旨意开始
And bearing fruit
然后结果子
Praise the Lord.
感谢神
Are you with me?
Yes.
So there are many Christians. There are many Christians.
有很多基督徒
who just are led by their will. They are not led by the will of God.
那很多呢，他们就是被自己的这种自己的欲望来带领的。
In every situation,
在各种环境当中
they don't ask the will of God.
他们不询问神的旨意
They just think and do what they think.
他们想好，他就自己去做。
Many times they fail.
那很多时候他们就会失败
Because they are not led by the will of God.
因为呢，他们不是神的旨意来带领的。
But when we grow mature,
那我们成熟以后呢
we seek the will of God every time.
那我们每一次呢，都要寻求神的旨意
Because God wants to lead us.
因为神呢想要带领我们。
And whatever we do in our life,
不管我们在我们生命中做什么
God has good plans.
神有神的旨意。
He has good thought about us.
他为我们着想。
He wants to give us everything which is good.
他希望把最好的给我们。
But when we don't ask him,
那我们不问他的时候呢
He just lets you do what you want.
他就让你随便你做吧。
And that many times people fail.
那所以很多时候呢
They are frustrated.
然后呢他们就很
Because our intelligence is limited.
因为我们的智慧是很有限的。
We need to grow in seeking the will of God for our life.
那我们需要持续的，就是寻问神的旨意。
So when a Christian is mature,
那当一个成熟的基督徒
，He is led by the will of God.
他们就是神的旨意带领。
Whatever he does, he prays.
那他不管做什么呢，他先祷告。
David was an example.
那大卫呢，就是一个很好的例子。
He has always been winning the battles.
那大卫呢，打仗呢，永远得胜。
He had a lot of enemies around him.
他有很多的敌人环绕他。
Many times, many kings were coming together to fight against David.
那有很多王呢，聚集起来就要一直打他。
He was a very strong military soldier.
他是这个军队里很有能力的。
But he did not trust his strength.
但是他不信靠自己的力量。
He said, "My strength is nothing."
他说，哦，我的力量。
When the enemies came,
那当敌人来的时候，
he knelt down and prayed.
他就跪下祷告。
Say, "God,
神啊，
what can I do now?
我现在该做什么呢？
Will I go to battle?
我要不要去打仗呢？
Do you? Are you with me?
你跟我同在吗？
God said, "Yes."
那神说是的。
Go, I am with you.
你去吧，我跟你同在。
And you will overcome them.
你会战胜他们。
So he was always guided by the will of God.
他是一直是被神的旨意带领。
And he went and defeated the enemies.
他去了，他就打赢了。
Because he seek the Lord for everything he wanted to do.
因为他在凡事上都先求神。
You need to seek God in whatever you do.
那不管做什么，你都要先寻求神。
Because he has the right advice to give you, and he has the right way for you.
因为他有最好的建议给你，他有对你有。
When you are a mature Christian,
啊，你是一个成熟的，
you don't do what you want.
你不能做什么，就是。
You ask God.
你要先问神。
Whether what you want to do is right before his eyes.
要问他你想做的事情是不是正确。
Number two.
第二。
When you grow maturely,
当你成熟起来,
you bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
就开始有圣灵的果子。
Praise God.
感谢神。
There are Christians who don't bear good fruit.
那有一些基督徒他并没有有果子。
They are there, but you find any fruit and you don't find anything that shows they are Christians.
那你会发现，哎，他们身上没有任何果子能够证明他是个基督徒。
That is wrong.
那这个是不好的。
One day Christ came, he was hungry. Christ.
那有一天呢，基督来了，他是饥饿的时候。
He saw a fig tree.
哦，他看到了一个这个无花果树。
He wanted to have just a fruit to eat.
那他就想摘一个果子吃。
He didn't find anything.
他没有找到任何的果子。
What did he do?
他做了什么呢？
Curse it.
对，他就咒诅了那个。 还有咒诅那个无花果树。
Don't bear fruit anymore.
你就再也不要结果子了。
When you are in charge,
那当你就是长,
God feed you,
那神都会,
with his word,
神会喂养你。
He surrounds you,
那他也会围绕你。
He wants to have an outcome from you.
Yes.
但是呢，他也希望你能够结果。
He wants to see you bearing fruits.
他希望你能结果子。
Good fruits.
Yes.
好的果子。
So when you don't bear fruits,
那当你不结果子的时候。
I don't wish God to curse you. No.
我希望神不咒诅你。
Let him water you again.
让他继续的给你浇灌。
So that you can bear fruit.
以至于你可以结果子。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
But you need to bear fruit.
但是你需要结果子。
As a Christian.
成为基督徒。
Not just like that fig tree that does not have any fruit to it.
不要像那个就是无花果树，一个果子都不结。
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, now let's continue.
那我们继续。
We need to grow in Christ-like character. I have said already that we need to have the character of Christ within us.
那我刚才说了，我们需要有神的这个性品属性在。
Let's go to Galatians chapter 5, 22 to 23.
加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 5.
第五章。
22, 23. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, do you know that?
22节到23节。
A mature Christian has the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
那作为成熟基督徒呢，你就会有圣灵的果子。
Thank you. 23 to 22. Thank you. It's there. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to No, that's all.
Okay. 好，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事情没有律法节制。
So,
禁止。
Once we have Christ within us,
那当我们有基督在我们里面,
God formed the character of Christ within us.
那神呢，就把他的形象做在我们里面。
And you find you have the love of God within you.
那你就会觉得，哦，神的爱在我里面。
You love all the people.
你会什么人你都爱。
Not Chinese only.
不仅仅是爱中国人
，Not Africans only，
不是只爱非洲人。
You know that all the people are the creation of your Father God。
那你会知道，所有人呢都是按着你父的形象所造的。
African and American and Asian。They are the creation of our Father God.
不管是非洲人、亚洲人、美国人呢，我们都是神的形象所造的。
That is our wealth. The wealth of our Father is ours.
那这个就是神对我们生命
中的。So we love all the people because they belong to our Father God.
我们爱所有人是因为他们都属于我们天父。
When we see them suffering, we are heartened because we don't want to see our brothers and sisters suffering.
那当他们在困难当中呢，那我们也为他们痛苦，因为我们不希望看到他们受苦。
So that is a fruit that shows somebody is growing spiritually.
那这个爱呢，就是能够代表说一个人呢，在灵命上成长。
You need to have the love of God in you.
你需要有神的爱在你里面。
Remember the Bible says.
那圣经上说。
Love is greater than any other gift.
那的爱呢是超过任何一切的。
When we speak in tongues,
那当我们讲方言
whatever we can say without love, we are nothing.
那即使是我们说方言说任何的话，但
是没有爱的话， you need to have the love of God in you.
那我们需要神的爱在我们里面。
That is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
那这就是圣灵的果子。
That shows that people are growing when you resemble Christ.
那这就是证明你在成长，因为你代表了
Christ came here on earth because of love of for you.
那基督来到这里是因为爱，为了你。
He left his place in heaven.
那他离开了天堂。
Because of love.
因为爱。
He didn't come here for business.
他不是好像工作来到地上。
He came to save you and me.
他来是为了拯救你和我。
Because he loved you.
因为他爱你。
So we need to have those all the so that when we are growing mature, we need to have the joy, the peace, the patience.
那当我们就是成长的时候，我们需要这所有。
Those are the signs that show that somebody is growing maturely.
那这些呢，就是证明，就是一个人。
You have Christ within you.
因为有基督在你里面。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Number three.
第三。
Discernment and stability. Discernment.
Okay.
Yeah.
那你就会有这个就是分辨的能力。
Yes. Well, okay. I don't want to read more many.But the Bible in Ephesians chapter 4, 14 to 15 said maturity prevents being tossed by false teachings.
Sorry.
Ephesians chapter 4:14 to 15.
那以弗所书第四章14到十五节。
Yeah, it shows that when you are we are maturing.
那当你成长了以后。
We know the word of God very good.
那我们就非常的认识到神的话语。
We cannot be taken away by the wrong teachings.
那就是错误的教导呢，不会就是让我们离开神。
Then we will no longer be infants.
那我们 tossed
back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teachings and by the cunningand craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming.
那我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ.
那唯有用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Along the way, we have been having false teachers.
那我们在我们的这个过程中呢，可能会遇到很多就是假的教师。
And many Christians can be taken away from the truth.
那很多基督徒呢，可能因此呢，就是落入这个。
Because Christianity is not about emotions.
因为基督徒呢，并不是说靠着我们的感觉。
It is about the truth of God.
而是看着告的神的真理。
And that is in God's word.
那就是神的话语。
We need to know the truth of the word of God.
我们需要知道神的话语，神的真理。
When we grow maturely,
那当我们成熟的时候，
we know the true doctrine of Christianity.
那我们就知道基督的教导。
The word of God.
神的话语。
When I come to you,
那当我过来的时候
I talk about God,
那我跟你说神
you need to compare that what I'm saying is in relation with the word of God.
那你需要就是对照说我讲的话是不是跟神的话语
when you don't know the word,
当你不知道神的话语的时候
I can take you away from wherever I want.
那
But mature Christians,
但是一个成熟的基督徒,
they have a good foundation of the knowledge of the Word of God. Whatever I preach to you,
那我跟你说的时候,
you compare with the Word of God which is in you and in the Bible.
那你就对照神的话语跟我讲,
and if I bring a false teaching,
如果说我给你一个错误的教导,
you are able to know that this is not true.
那你就会知道, 哎, 这个不是真理,
because you are mature.
因为你是成熟的,
so mature Christians,
那成熟的基督徒,
they know the true Word of God.
他们知道神真实的话语,
they cannot be taken away by false teachings.
他们不会因为错误的教导,
they found their spiritual life on the Word of God. There is a group of Christians who were, I don't know whether it's Berea or in another a city in Greece. When people came and teach them, they went back and took the Bible and see whether what he was preaching is in accordance with the Word of God.
他们就看, 诶, 他教导的是不是跟圣经是一致的?
That is maturity.
那这个就是成熟的一个代表。
You need to have a good foundation of the knowledge of the Word of God.
你需要有一个很好的基础建立在圣经上。
But when you are an infant, you will be taken here and there by the waves of wrong teachings.
但是如果说你没有很好教导的话呢，你会被异教之风就是带着走来走去。
So I want now to show you the signs of immaturity.
那我先给你讲一下就是
And you should avoid this.
不成熟的基督徒，你要尽量避免。
Are we still together?
Yes.
我们还在听吗，大家？
Number one.
第一。
When you are a baby in the spirit.
那你在属灵里的是一个baby的时候,
you have what we call self-centeredness.
我们讲的就是你会有这个自我为中心。
What is self-centeredness?
什么是自我为中心?
That is for babies.
就是baby嘛。
A baby,
那一个baby,
all the time, he wants to draw the attention of other people to him.
那baby就是想把别人的焦点都放在自己身上。
Are you following me?
Yes. 还听着吗?
Babies, they cry.
那baby他哭,
because they want mama and other people to have attention to them.
那因为他希望妈妈或者其他人呢，把焦点放在他身上。
That is me and me alone.
啊，就是我，还是我。
When you are an infant in the what in the spirit.
那如果你是灵里面只是一个。
You are also self-centered.
那你也是一样，自我中心。
You want all the attention of the church to be on you.
你希望所有教会的焦点都在你身上。
If something you say, oh, people don't love me.
如果发生什么，你就说，
they don't care about me.
他不爱我了，他们不爱我了。
That is being a baby.
那就是一个baby。
Are you following?
Yes.
Self-centeredness.
就是自我为中心。
A baby Christian.
那一个就是baby基督徒。
When he is just sick. When he is sick.
但他一开始在寻求的时候。
And you don't go and see him.
那如果你不去看他,
he will say, you see, the church doesn't have love.
他就说, 哎, 你看教会没有爱。
Pastor doesn't love me.
啊, 牧师不爱我了。
I thought you were my friends, but you didn't come when I was sick.
哦, 我生病了, 为什么叫,
so everything that happens, you want all the people to draw the attention on you.
啊, 那你们就是老是想让大家的焦点都在你身上。
That is being a baby.
那这就是一个属灵的婴孩。
Are you following me?
听到了吗？
When you are a mature person,
那当你是个成熟的。
Whether you have problems,
不管你有没有困难,
whether you have a hard situation,
如果你有一个很难的环境,
you depend on God.
那你依靠的是神。
Praise God.
感谢神。
You know that God, when he opens, no one can shut the door.
你知道神所开的门无人能关。
When people come to see me,
那当人来看我的时候,
I say, thank you God, you've sent people to come and visit me.
那我就说感谢神，你让人来看我。
When they don't come,
那当他们不来看我的时候,
I say, thank you God,
我说感谢神,
you didn't, you closed them not to come.
你让他们不来看我。
Because you want me to depend on you.
因为你希望我能够单单依靠你。 不要依靠人,
depend on God.
要依靠神,
praise God.
感谢神,
so a mature Christian depend on God.
那一个成熟的基督徒呢, 是依靠神的,
not on people.
而不是依靠人。
Whatever people do for you, praise God. That's God who used them to do that.
那神为你做, 人为你做这个事,
if they don't do, don't blame them.
那如果他们没有做, 你也不要怪他们。
God has not told them to come and do that.
因为 因为神没有让他们来帮助你。So
depend on God.
要依靠神。
One time I was in my church. I was still young, very young.
那有一次我在我的教会，那时候我还比较年轻。
So I have not been given work to do in the church.
那他们教会没有让我做什么事情。
But other people got work to do.
那其他人呢有事情要做。
So I went to God and said, God.
那我就跟神说，神啊。
Surely you have something against me.
你肯定有什么东西针对我。
Tell me what it is.
你跟我讲到底是什么。
If you have something against me.
如果说你有什么东西。
Tell me and correct it.
有什么东西你不满意，我能够改。
I need to, because if people trust me.
因为如果有人信任我的话，
they would give me work to do.
他们会把工作分配给我。
So it's not them, it's you, because when you open, no one can shut.
所以不是他们，而是你神啊！如果你关的门，无人能开。
So tell me what is wrong.
你跟我说神啊，我哪里做的不好。
And then I correct it.
那我就来改。
The following Sunday.
那第二个星期天。
The leader of the church called me Aaron.
那教会的领袖呢，来叫我。
Severin.
他叫我一个人，他说 Severin.
We forgot to give you a work in the church.
啊，我们忘记了把一个工作要给你了。
This is what we want you to do.
那这个工作我们给你做。
Alone.
你一个人做。
Because I called upon God.
因为我呼求了神。
Don't blame people.
不要就是怪罪人。
Don't have anything against people.
不要就是把罪怪在人身上。
We have to depend on God.
我们需要依靠神。
Because when God opens,
那当神开门的时候，
no one will shut.
没有门是可以关的。
When he shut,
当他关的时候，
no one will open.
没有人也能开。
So let's depend on him.
那我们要依靠他。
Praise God.
感谢神。
So do not be a self-centered Christian. You will be called a baby.
不要成为一个自我为中心的人。
You have to focus on other people.
你需要把焦点放到其他人身上。
Love people, do good to other people.
要爱其他人，要帮助别人。
Don't expect them to focus on you.
不要想着其他人把焦点放在你身上。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
That is sign number one. Sign number two.
这是第一个表现。
They are easily shaken by trials.
第二个就是呢，非常容易被这个困难呢所摇动。
You know, this life is made by a lot of struggles.
那我们的生命呢，会有各种各样的问题。
But when we grow,
那当我们成长的时候，
we stand.
那我们可以站，
firm against trials and struggles.
我们可以就是在困难当中能够站立的稳。
When a baby Christian is having a problem, small problem.
那一个属灵婴孩呢，发现了一个小问题。
He cries.
他就哭了。
Hey, God!
神啊！
Have you forgotten me?
你忘记我了吗？
What is happening?
发生什么了？
You go everywhere, you know I have a problem.
你去哪了？你知道我有问题。
Problems are in my house.
我家里有问题。
Everywhere he cries and cries.
每一次都哭啊哭啊哭。
He's shaken by problems.
每一次困难来，他就被摇动。
But when we grow spiritually,
但我们在灵命上成长的时候，那我们就可以面对困难。那我们就会说，撒旦，
you are defeated.
你是已经被打败的。Jesus
has overcome you.
那耶稣呢，已站了起来。
You will be removed before me.
你要在我的面前离开。
I will stand against the devil.
那我们就可以站立。
Not being shaken.
在仇敌面前，而不是被摇动。
Praise God.
感谢神。
Are you following me?
你们还有在听吗？
One day I had a dream.
有一天我做了个梦。
Are we in a church like this?
那我当时也在一个教会里面。
I saw a long line of Christians.
那我看到一长排的基督徒。
And I saw the other side, the devil coming.
那我看到的内侧呢，就是仇敌来了。
He went to the first Christians.
他就来到第一个基督徒面前。
He shook him.
他就来摇动他。
He shook him.
摇动他。
And he said, "In the name of Jesus." Away from me.
然后这个人就说，奉耶稣基督的名，你离开。
He ran away. The devil ran away.
然后呢，这个仇敌就跑走。
To the second.
还有来到第二个基督徒面前，又咬他。
He said, "In the name of Jesus."
奉耶稣基督的名。
Away from me.
你离开。
He ran away.
他又跑走了。
To the third.
然后。
And the same.
The same. 第三个也是。
The last one.
那最后一个基督徒。
When he saw the devil shaking people.
那他看到仇敌在摇动的时候。
He was afraid.
他就害怕。
Shaking.
他就开始发抖。
Shaking.
发抖。
And when the devil came there.
那仇敌来的时候。
He took him.
他就把他抓住。
And he said, "In the name of Jesus, In the name of Jesus.
他就说在奉耶稣基督的名，奉基督的名。
Very shaking.
然后一直发抖的这么说。
The devil did not release him. He called him.
那这个仇敌没有松开手，就继续抓。
In the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Nothing happened.
奉耶稣的名，奉耶稣的名，但是没有事情发生。
And I heard a voice saying.
那我就听到一个声音。
Your faith is your victory.
你的信心就是你的得胜。
Your faith is your victory.
你的信心就是你的得胜。
So the whole night he was, I didn't see that he was released. The devil called him.
那我在梦里边没有看到他被松绑。
So we know the Christ we have believed in.
那我们知道这个。
We have faith in him.
那我们要信靠基督。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
We are not afraid of the enemy.
那我们不惧怕仇敌。
He is defeated.
他已经被打败了。
But we need to stand in faith.
但我们要在信心中站立。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
I have been teaching one lesson these last days.
那上一次呢，我教导了这个信息。
People praying all the time.
那人呢，都在祷告。
God, remove the problem. Remove the problem. Remove the problem.
啊，神呢，你把这个困难拿去，拿走
这个问题。But you pray and pray, but the problem is still there. It is not removed.
你祷告来，祷告去，这个困难还在。
You know why? Sometimes.
你知道为什么吗？
There are problems that God will never remove.
有一些问题呢，神是永远不会挪走的。
He told Isaiah.
他跟那个以赛亚说。
In Isaiah to Jacob, he told Jacob.
他跟雅各说。
43, he said, "Do not be afraid."
43章说啊，你不要惧怕。
I have chosen you.
我拣选了你。
When you go through waters.
那你去 go to waters.
Yes. When you go through waters.
那你走经过水的时候。
You will not be drawn.
你不会被淹没。
When you go to fire,
那你要经过火的时候
you will not be burned,
你也不会被燃烧
because I will be with you.
因为我与你同在。
So, what we need to do,
那我们需要做的事
is to ask God to come and be with us in trials.
而是在困难当中求神跟我们在一起。
When he comes and he's with us in trials,
那在困难当中如果他与我们同在的时候
we are above the trials.
那我们就是站在这个困难之下。
The grace of God is with us.
那神的恩典在我们里面。
And we are victorious.
那我们就会得胜。
Don't always cry and say, God, remove. You don't help me. I've been serving you. No, that's not the way we should pray.
啊，不是一直祷告神啊，你挪走，挪走，挪走，挪走。
Yes, some things God will remove. It is true.
那有些东西确实神会帮你挪走。
Praise God.
感谢神。
But
但是
ask God to come and be with you.
求神与你同在。
He has promised that he will be with you.
因为他应许就是要与你同在。
And the trials will not do anything to you because he's with you.
那经过你的困难呢，不会伤害到你。
David said.
那大卫说。
Even if I go through the shadow of death.
那即使我经过死荫的幽谷。
I will not fear anything.
我也不自惧怕。
Because you are with
me. 因为你与我同在。
God is with us.
那神与我们同在。
So the problems are nothing when God is with us.
那问题来的时候呢，不用担心，因为神与我们同在。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
I have read a book.
那我看过一本书。
There was a manager in a company.
那就是一个公司里的一个管理层的。
He was a Christian.
他是个基督徒。
And other managers were against him.
那其他的经理呢，就好像针对他。
He was always threatened.
那他就老是被，就是好像被威胁。
All day he was frustrated.
或者说是焦虑。
And one day he went to his pastor.
那有一天呢，他走到他的这个老师
那儿。I have my colleagues are my enemies.
Sorry, my colleagues are my
enemies.
Yes. Okay. 他说我的这个同事呢都是我的
同事。They do evil to me all the day.
他每一天呢都做这个不好的事。
What can I do?
我怎么办呢？
And this pastor said.
然后这个巴士。
Maybe God is taking you there so that he can grow you spiritually.
那可能神呢是让你故意放到这个环境，让你能够在灵命上成长。
He will not remove them because they are useful to you, even if you don't know.
所以神呢不会把他们挪走，因为呢这个是对你有用的。虽然
so what you need to pray,
但是你需要祷告的呢
for, ask God to come and be with you.
那求神呢与你同在。
In that problem,
在你的困难当中
He will help you to deal with them.
那神呢就会帮助你。
So he changed the prayer.
那他就把这个祷告换了一下。
God, please be with me.
那神呢求你与我同在。
In these trials,
那在这些困难当中
he changed the prayer.
他就把他的祷告改了一下。
And after 2 years,
那大概两年以后
，the pastor met with him.
那个牧师呢，就是跟他见面。
He said, "Tell me, how is the company now?"
那牧师就问他, 啊, 那你现在公司怎么样呢?
He said, oh, you know, everything is good now.
他说, oh, 都很好。
Pastor was happy and said, don't people have changed?
那牧师就问, 诶, 那些人都改变了是吗?
Are they good now?
他们现在都变好了吗?
He said, no.
他说没有。
They are the same.
他们还是一样。
Even worse.
甚至更糟了。
But me, I have changed.
但是我改变了。
God has changed me.
神呢改变了我。
I am able to accommodate them.
那我现在呢可以来适应他们。
So their threat is no longer a problem to me.
那他们做的那个事情不再对我成为搅扰。 那我跟他一起呢可以和平共处。
I bear and patient. I have changed.
那我现在有忍耐了，我改变了。
Sometimes God will change you.
那有的时候神呢会改变你。
And to help you to stand beyond the problems.
能够让你站在这个困难之上。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
That is maturity.
这就是成熟的一个表现。
And after some time,
过了一段时间,
the owner of the company chased away all the managers.
然后这个公司老板呢把这些经理都开除了。
Only that Christian one was remained there.
只有那个基督徒还留在公司。
And become now the CEO.
那现在变成了这个 CEO.
You know, God, He will revenge you when you stand firm.
那当你站立得住的时候呢，神会来为你报仇。
He will give you justice.
他会把公义给你。
But you need to stand.
但是你需要站立。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Not be shaken.
而不是被摇动。
You have to be mature Christian.
你需要成为成熟的基督徒。
Even in temptations and problems.
在这个困难当中，在试探当中，你要站立得住。
Number three, lack of discernment.
那第三呢，就是说没有办法分辨。
Baby Christians cannot discern.
那属灵的婴孩呢，不能够分辨。
You know, a baby.
你知道一个 baby.
He eat everything.
什么都吃嘛。
The mud he can.
泥巴也可以吃。
Everything he sees there.
看到地上什么都可以吃。
Because he's a baby.
因为他就是个 baby 嘛。
Baby Christians are the same.
那属灵婴孩也是这样。
They are not able to distinguish what is good and bad.
他不知道哪些是好，哪些不好。
They eat everything.
什么都吃。
You give them this, they eat.
给他什么就吃什么。
Give them that, they eat.
那给他那个他也吃。
Because they are babies.
因为他就是 baby.
But mature Christians.
但是成熟基督徒,
they are able to discern.
他们就可以分辨
what is good in bad things.
什么是好的。
They choose what is good.
什么是不好的。
That is maturity and wisdom.
然后他们就选择好的, 因为这个才是属灵的智慧。 第四。
And you are, no. Division and quarrels.
第四就是分裂跟争吵。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
A baby Christian.
那一个 baby 的属灵婴孩。
They bring divisions.
他就会把分裂带到教会。
They gossip.
然后就会喜欢说就是传言。
Backbite behind other people.
就是在背后咬别人。
To bring divisions among the people.
把人都分开。
You see? You know, that person is bad. You don't like him.
他们就会说, 诶, 那个人不好, 我不喜欢他, 那个人也不好。
Gossip.
就是在后面讲闲话。
For babies.
那这都是baby。
And they have quarrels all the time.
也总是争吵。
In the church, wherever they are, they quarrel with others.
在教会不管发生什么, 他们老是喜欢争吵。
So they are troublemakers.
他们就是制造麻烦的那群人。
Those are babies.
都是 baby， 但是成熟的基督徒，
they build,
他们就会建立，
they like unity,
他们喜欢就是合一，
no、division,
不再分裂， 感谢神。
They don't even gossip and backbite.
他们也不会嚼舌根， 也不会在后面就是来咬其他人。
What's your name?
Anna.
When I go to Anna and say, Anna,
我跟Anna说，
Do you know how that pastor's wife is bad?
你知道那个 pastor 的太太很不好吗？
She does this and that. When Anna is mature,
那如果 Anna 是成熟的，
she will say, no, pastor, that's not good. If she's not good, well, right, that we are human beings.
那他就会说，牧师这样讲是不对的，那我们都是人。
Let's pray for her.
我们为她祷告。
God will help.
神会帮助他。
That is the attitude of a mature Christian.
那这是一个成熟基督徒的一个代表。
But Anna can go and say, you know, pastor's wife.
很多Anna或者说, 诶,
pastor
你看他,
doesn't like you.
他可以去跟他说。
He told me you are bad, you are this. Is she building?
他可能就跟牧师师母说, 哎呀, 你知道吗, 那个牧师说你不好。
No.
she has to keep it quiet. She does, because she knows she wants to keep peace between me and pastor's wife.
那这是不对的，因为她希望我们能够彼此合一，对吗？所以我不会这样子讲。
You keep quiet, you don't even tell.
啊，就是我们就不说话。
That is the attitude of a mature.
不讲，那这就是一个承受基督徒的一个代表。
Building, not bringing divisions among people.
我们是彼此建造，而不是彼此分裂。
Praise God.
感谢神。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So now I said four signs. Number one, self-centeredness.
那我刚刚说四个哈，第一个。
Easily shaken by trials.
自我中心，然后。
Lack of discernment.
容易被困难。
And division.
然后呢，没有办法分辨，然后还有分裂。
Are you one of these?
你们是其中一个吗？
Don't worry.
不要担心。
God, we are maturity is a long journey.
那不用担心，因为呢，这个成熟呢是一个过程。
God will help you.
神会帮助你。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
So now the requirement to Christian maturity. Then I finish.
那我们再讲一下呢，怎么样能够就是成为成熟的基督徒
？For us to be mature in our Christian life.
那以至于我们成为成熟的人。
We need five things.
我们需要五件事情。
Number one.
第一件。
Daily feeding on the word of God.
第一就是每一天都要在属灵的话语上喂养我们。
Let us read 2 Timothy.
我们读一下提摩太。
Chapter 3:16 and 17.
提摩太的后书第三章16-17.
Yes. Timothy chapter 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17.
Okay, 提摩太。后书三章十六到十七。
I said daily feeding on the word.
那我说就是每一天都要读神的话语。
Okay, 16.
16章。
All scripture is God breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
圣经都是神所默示的，以教训及督责使人归正，教导人学义都是有益的。
So that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
叫神属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
You cannot grow spiritually when you don't feed yourself in the word.
那你在灵命上没有办法成长。如果说
daily feeding yourself in the word of God.
如果不读圣经的话，没有办法成长。每一天都要读圣经。
That is the spiritual food.
那这个是个属灵的食物。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
The word of God.
那就是神的话语。
Remember, the word of God is also a weapon.
Sorry.
Is a weapon.
啊，那神的话语也是我们的这个武器。
Jesus fought the enemy with the word of God.
那神呢，也是基督也是靠着神的话呢，跟神
真的成长。The devil knows the scriptures.
那仇敌也读圣，也认识圣经。
He twist a bit.
他可以扭转这个圣经的真理。
And people get lost.
然后呢，人就开始糊涂了。
Remember, he came to Jesus and told him.
那记得吗？他跟基督耶稣说
，Change this stone and you eat, you are hungry.
他说，哎呀，你看这个石头，你把它变成面包，你就。
But Jesus said, it is written.
但是神说
，But that man should not live by bread only.
那耶稣说呢，人活着不是
单靠食物，乃
是靠神
的话。That is a sword.
那他就用神的话呢，成为一个、
so、when you have the word of God in you,
一个这个武器，能够。
You have a weapon.
那我们是有这样子的武器。
Daily in the word of God.
我们需要每一天在灵命上。
Read the word of God every day.
每一天都读神的话语。
Have the word in you.
把神的话语放在我们
里面。Let it be abundant in you.
让它在我们里面丰盛起来。
It will protect you.
他就会保护你。
Because whatever you go through,
不管你经过什么。
There is a word of God telling about it.
每一件事情都有一个神的话语。
When you have a problem, a word of God comes out in your heart.
当有一个事情发生在你的心里发生。
To solve the problem you are in.
那为了解决你的这个问题。
So when you don't have the word of God.
那你没有神的话语。
You will always remain a baby.
那你就永远都是一个属灵。
Number two, prayer and dependence on the Spirit.
那第二就是在祷告，在依靠圣灵祷告。
Prayer builds intimacy and strengthens perseverance.
那在提摩太说呢，就是我们要常常的祷告。
So a life that does not pray cannot grow.
那一个生命如果说你不祷告
，God needs
你是不会成长。
A good relationship with you.
因为神希望跟你建立一个美好的关系。
You need to have time for prayer.
你需要有祷告的时间。
If during the day you don't have time.
如果说白天你没有时间
，Look for a time at night.
那你晚上的时候
，Go in a quiet place with God alone.
那去一个安静的地方跟神在一起。
Open your heart to God.
把你的心向神敞开。
Speak to him.
跟他说话。
And he will be with you. He will be in relationship with you.
他会跟你同在。
He will fill you with the Holy Spirit.
他会用圣灵来喂养你。
You will have intimacy with God.
那你就会跟神有
这个亲密的关系。Remember the Bible says, God loves those who love him.
那你记得神说了吗？这个神爱他先爱他的
人。And those who seek him diligently will see him.
那些在接力认识他的人。
So loving God is not just words.
那爱神呢，并不是只是口头上
，It's action,
而是行动。
It's commitment,
而是你要委身。
He's like a friend.
他就像你的朋
友。You cannot grow in a friendship when you don't visit your friend.
那你不可能说你不看望你的朋友，
成为他的朋友。God has good friends, those who are very close to him.
那神呢是有好朋友的。
Sometimes he said, even if it's Jeremiah or Moses, I cannot change my position. He had good friends.
那神说这个耶利米啊，或者是
You will become a friend of God when you pray, when you come close to Him.
那当你祷告的时候，你可以成为神的好朋友。
Do you have enough time to pray?
你有足够的时间祷告吗
？This Canadian life is hard.
加拿大人的生活是很
People are running all the time.
大家都很忙啊。
They come back home tired and sleep.
回家很累了就睡觉。
Wake up in the morning, go again, running after work.
早上起来，赶快又去上班啊。
You need to have time for God.
你需要留些时间给神。
Are you listening to me?
你们还有在听吗
？You need to have time with God.
你需要跟神在一起。
There was a pastor who was very close to God.
那有一个牧师呢，在祷告当中是跟神很亲近的。
He was fasting.
他就祷告了，禁食。
Do you fast sometimes?
你禁食吗
？You need to do so.
你也要试一下。
Strengthen even more the relationship with God.
那能够就更加加固我们跟神的关系。
That pastor was always very close to God.
那个牧师呢，跟神很亲近。
And he was invited by many people to go and preach.
那被很多人邀请说去讲道。
And he didn't have time for God.
那直到呢，他都没有时间留给神了。
And God came to him and said, "You know?"
那神说你
，I have something against you.
神就跟他说，你知道吗？我有一些事情不满意。
Your love has grown cold.
你的爱呢越来越冷了。
He said, "No, no, no, that's not God."
他就说，哎，这不是神说的话。
All my time is serving God.
那我的时间都花在服侍神上面。
How can God tell me that? No, it's not God.
那神怎么能够这么跟我说呢？这不是神。
God said, "It is me."
那神说，就是我在说。
Say, "I see you working."
那我看到你在工作。
But I don't see you, your heart.
但我看不到你的心。
Let me tell you.
那我跟你说。
God does not need our hands first.
那神是不需要先用我们的手的。
No.
不是的。
He does not need our money first.
他也不需要用我们的钱。
He does not need even my service first.
他也不需要我给他的服务。
He need my heart first.
但他最先需要的是我们的心。
He said,
他说
When you were coming, kneeling down, weeping, crying to me, praying, that was delighting to my heart. That was God saying.
那神说呢？当你来到我面前跪下来哭泣祷告的时候呢？这才是我所喜悦的。
That was everything that I needed first.
那这是我第一最需要的。
So I no longer see you.
但是我现在已经看不到你了。
God longed to talk to us.
那神希望与我们交谈。
He wanted to have a very close fellowship.
他希望跟我们有一个很亲密的交通。
That is number one that God wants.
那这个是神第一要。
Because when God has my heart,
当神有我们的心的时候
，I will not deny Him my hands.
我也不会说把我的手不给他用。
Everything when I give my heart, everything I give.
那我把我的心给他的时候，我所有。
Many people are there, go to see them singing, even giving money, but they don't give themselves.
那很多人他就是好像唱为神歌唱，然后
You need to be a prayerful person.
但是他们不愿意把心。
Have a time with God.
我们需要跟神祷告。
If during the day you don't have time, find a time during the night.
那如果白天没有时间，那就晚上。
Sleep early.
早一点睡。
Wake up at 4 or 5.
早上4-5点起床。
Have at least 1 hour with God.
花一个小时至少跟神在一起。
Read the word of God, seek for Him, pray.
祷告向他祷告向他歌唱。
Your life will be fruitful.
你的生命呢就会结满。
And you will grow spiritually.
你也会在灵命上成长。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I think I'm talking to somebody here.
我觉得我是在对某个人说话。
You need to grow. God is talking to you. Number three.
那第三,
obedience and practicing the word.
那就是, 顺服, 并且呢,
so we need not to hear only the word.
我们不仅仅只是听到,
but we need to put it into practice.
但是我们还要行道,
there are people who hear the word.
那我们确实是有听到的人,
but don't put it into practice.
但是从来不做,
the Bible says they are fools.
他们圣经上说的,
because the Bible says, well, somebody, when somebody hears my word and do not put into practice,
he's like
a fool builder who has built his house on the sand. When the storm comes, it is destroyed. But those who hear my word and put it into practice are the wise builders. They have built on the rock.
So
putting the word of God into practice is building on the rock. Whatever comes as storms, the house will stand firm.
So
for you to grow mature, you need to put the word of God into practice. Do what the word of God is telling you to do. You will be a friend of God. Pharisees were the people who were just hearing and do not put in practice. Even telling to others, do this, but they didn't do. No. And they were saying, do what I tell you, but don't do what, okay, do what I'm telling you, don't do what I do.
他们会说,
those are Pharisees.
那这都是法利赛人,
but Paul said,
但是保罗说,
imitate me.
你要学我的样式,
as I imitate Christ.
就像我学基督的样式,
we have to follow the footsteps of Christ.
我们需要跟随基督的脚步,
put the word of God into practice.
我们要把神的话语放到我们的行动,
praise the Lord. I want to finish. Number four, fellowship and accountability.
那第四呢,
that means coming together with brethren.
那就是跟弟兄姐妹在一起,
fellowship in the church.
在教会里面有团体,
there are people who say, no, I will remain home and go to Zoom and see YouTube.
那有些人说, oh, 我就在家里面, 我就通过 YouTube
或者 Zoom 来聚会。 I will observe other preachers saying, no, that the Bible says you need to come together with other brethren.
No, 这是圣经上说我们要跟其他弟兄姐妹要在一起。
Because when we come together like this,
那当我们在一起像这样,
the Holy Spirit comes
那圣灵就来,
and minister to us.
也会跟我们来,
but when I am alone at home,
那当我一个人在家里,
I am alone.
那我就一个人,
God wants fellowship together with others.
但是神希望我们能够有彼此的关系,
praise God.
感谢神,
and accountability. We have to be accountable to God.
那我们另外我们也要就是,
number five, and last, endurance through trials.
那第五呢,
we need to be patient. Yeah. Read 1 Peter and we finish.
那我们再读一章经文,
1 Peter chapter 1, 6 to 7,
彼得,
and 7.
彼得前书第一章,
yes, and then we finish, we cross.
第一章六到七节, 解读完我们就结束。
Uh-huh. God uses difficulties to shape maturity.
那神呢,
okay, Peter, I don't see the numbers.
Oh, sorry.
In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. So I was saying that God uses difficulties to shape maturity. We are finishing now. But I want to tell you, you cannot grow when you don't go through difficulties.
你不想不可能就是你要成长但是从来没有那么困难。
Peter gave an example of gold.
那彼得呢已经给了一个基督的,
that is extracted from the mud, extracted down in the soil.
那是从泥土里边塑造出来的,
it's mixed with many things.
那是跟很多东西混杂在一起。
For it to be pure,
那要如果说他要是炼净,
it has to be put in gold, in fire.
那如果要炼净呢, 要放在火炉里烧,
the fire refine the gold.
那这个火炉呢, 烧这个金子,
until it remains pure.
直到这个金子变成纯的,
that is exactly for faith. What Peter is saying.
那就像我们的信心,
when we are born again,
当我们从,
we are mixed with a lot of things within us.
从那时候我们里面有很多杂质,
God take us to fire. To difficulties,
那神呢就把我们放在困难当中,
to refine our faith.
炼净我们的信心,
so we are maturing when we go to fire and we come out strong.
那我们经过火一样的试炼呢, 我们就能够出来是,
so now I want to close, but that also encouraging you.
那我结束之前呢, 我再鼓励一下你们,
yes, actually, maybe you are saying, oh, I'm still a baby.
那你可能说,
I have not grown maturely. No problem, don't worry.
没有关系,
because maturity is a long life journey.
因为这个成熟呢,
it doesn't happen overnight.
不是说一天,
but through consistent growth in Christ.
而是呢,
the plan of God is to mature us.
那神的计划呢,
you will become mature if you commit yourself to Jesus.
那如果说你依靠耶稣的话呢, 你会承受,
because that is the plan of God.
因为这是神的旨意。
Don't worry, even if you find you have some baby signs, no problem.
如果你看到自己好像像 baby 一样, 没有关系,
God
不要担心,
is there to refine you.
神会慢慢地塑造我们。
It is a process, maturity.
这是一个过程。
We are, no one has attained the top of maturity.
没有人说是最高的这个成熟度。 那我们都是在这个过程当中，那神在这个过程中就需要我们成熟。
What is important for God is that you commit, you need, you feel that you need to mature in Christ.
那我们是需要在基督里面需要就渴望这种成熟。
Commit your life to Christ.
啊，就是把自己的生命委身为基督。
Pray.
祷告。
Feed you with the word.
在属灵的话语上喂养自己。
Do what I have told you, you will grow mature.
就是做我刚才所讲的，你就会成熟起来。
So I wish all of you to be mature in your Christian life.
那我希望大家都可以在基督的生命上成熟起来。
Until you reach the fullness of Christ that he has planned for you.
直到你长大成人，满有基督的形象。
Be mature to be able to bring other people to Christ.
成熟以后呢，也把其他人呢。
To pray for these dry bones around you.
也为这个枯干的骨头来祷告,
to be useful to the God, to God in His ministry.
以至于能够在神的这个服事上,
that is the will of God for your life.
这是神呢的在你们生命上的旨意。让我们站起来。
Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
God, we come before you and we are grateful to you for your love.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life that you've given us. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. You are there for our good and you want us to mature, to be, and to grow in the fullness of Christ. Lord, we thank you for the gift of salvation. We also be with us and bless us. And let us be mature as you want, to God. I pray for your people. I pray for the church of God. Let your grace be upon your people. Let your hand be upon each one of us, oh God. I pray for everybody. I pray for the church, oh God.
Let your people grow. Let them be useful to you. Let them bear fruits in the Spirit. Let them bring other people to you. As mature Christians, we banish every childish in our life, O God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We banish every childish behavior. We want you to be with us. Help us to grow. Help us to hold the hands of servants who are serving you.
to join together to serve you. We thank you and worship you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.